Good morning.
Come on, Simon.
We've got a lot of good news for you.
Yeah.
Playing your favorites, old and new. So good morning from all of the crew. Here he is. Simon Mayo.
I haven't heard that for years.
They haven't done... They've not dated, have they, those jingles?
I can't remember. No, we nicked that from somewhere. It was an American radio station that we took that from.
Don't ruin it for us. We thought that was you and Rod and Carol singing.
Am I listening off medium wave here?
No, you're being ever so slight delay.
Because
it's a digital desk.
Mm. I don't like that.
And we can change it for you. How's that?
Now that should sound better.
You reckon?
Yeah.
That sounds a lot.
Do you know what it is, Simon? It's FM. You're not used to it anymore.
Is that VHF?
Yeah, it's stereo. Whoa.
Those jingles are very good. I'd lost those.
Well, if you want, we can give you a CD. We've got about 10,000 of them. Here's Bronski Beat, or whatever he used to do.
You looked all camp when you said that. Why did you do that? You went all lip-wristed.
No, I went all nice. Simon has brought his children in.
I know he has, Ben and Natasha.
They are now allowed to listen to this show.
Because when Simon Mayo was here before, they weren't allowed to listen because they were much younger and we were ruder.
Well, both of those are true, and you were a whole lot ruder.
Mm.
No question about it.
They were
a whole lot younger, so it just seemed inappropriate.
As they have grown, we have mellowed, and now they're able to listen to us every morning, which is
and
good.
And they've come in.
Yeah.
I don't think we used to be that rude.
We were quite rude at times, weren't we?
Whatever.
Anyway, Simon, thank you for coming to celebrate Radio 1's birthday with us.
I haven't been here for 6.5 years. Haven't walked in since.
Is it that long?
It is.
Wow.
Blimey.
And it's nice that you've agreed to do it, because I know when I was plugging the book last year, you wouldn't have me on your show on 5 Live. So
that's not true.
It's good. It is true.
That's not true.
It is true.
You want to come on?
I did want to come on.
And then
word came back. Simon says he'd just feel a little bit uncomfortable having you.
The word came back from who?
From your people.
I haven't got any people.
You have. You've got people at 5 Live. Like, I would imagine it people with beards and men who run around with clipboards. And
there are editors
about
who
news.
Decide these things much higher up.
All right, well, that's all right. So is it nice to be
if
back?
If you want to come on, you come on.
I'd love to go on your show.
Is your book still available?
It's the new one coming out a week on Thursday.
What's different about it?
It's got different words in.
So same thing, just
no,
the words in a
no,
different
no,
order.
No, it's like a different...
It's a different book.
I'll talk about
it. Is it a novel?
I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about you.
Yes, you do. You always want to talk about it.
Well, of course I want to talk about
it. What's in it?
Just
is it pictures?
There's pictures in it.
Is it a graphic novel?
What, rude?
Is it rude?
No. In fact, there's less swearing than the first one, because a few people told me off for bad language.
So it's your story, is it? Is it part of
it? No. The book one is my story. Thanks for reading that. And then number two is just like a collection of witty things.
So the wit and wisdom of Chris Boyle.
Pretty much.
Is it your musings on life?
Kind of.
Is it a toilet book?
Yes, it's absolutely a toilet book.
Give us an example of the kind of thing that's in that.
It's like you're interviewing on 5 Live. This is good.
There's a strand in there about how EastEnders is real and meant to be real, but of course they're using so many famous people now, famous actors, that anything that they were in real life you have to completely forget about if you want to believe the world of EastEnders.
It's a comedy book.
As I said, it's a toilet book.
That's deep.
You were right the first time.
We're not meant to talk about the book anyway.
I'm not. Simon is interviewing me. I'm a guest on the Simon Mayo show.
Are there pictures?
There are pictures.
Is it illustrated properly?
No, I haven't drawn them. They're like pictures from a camera.
Is it for the Christmas market? Who's it for?
It's for everybody. Do you know what young and old alike?
Why don't you give them away in a competition?
Because we're not allowed to do competitions.
Well, yeah, call in now and win a copy of...
No, you can't
say the C
you
word.
You can't call in now and win a copy of anything. Because all competitions have been suspended.
You're quite right.
As well you know,
I've forgotten
Simon.
For a moment.
Yeah, you can't give anything away.
That's true.
Let's play another one.
Good morning from the breakfast show.
Simon Mayo! That's not the right one. Hang on a second. Where's the one with his name on? No, it's not that one. We've got loads. No, it's not that one either. No, it's not that. Oh, maybe it's that one.
Yeah,
is that
sounds
one?
Right.
Right. Morning from the breakfast, Chef Simon Mayo.
Good morning, Radio 1.
I went on that jingle machine thing that you mentioned the other day.
Right,
that
on the website.
Good.
It's good, isn't it?
Fun. Put
good
together fun. By a genius. That
proper
was.
Good fun, Simon Mayo. So, Simon, when did you start the breakfast show on Radio 1?
88.
And how long did you do it for?
Just under 6 years.
And is that the record?
No, Tony Blackburn has the record.
Okay, and do you think we'll beat the record?
Yes, almost certainly.
And will you be upset?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. I haven't got the record.
What?
I haven't got the record.
You've got the second record.
You sound as though you're destined to continue for a very long time.
And what was your first song that you ever played on The Breakfast Show?
Oh, Was it Scritti Politti?
No.
I've got no idea.
Oh, well, we'll play it to you later.
Why don't you play it me now? It's about time for another record.
It's always time for another record.
Listen to the great way he started his first show. Across the UK, Britain's favorite. Brilliant.
Do you remember this?
In the beginning, there was Tony Blackburn.
Nothing like giving yourself a round of applause before you start, isn't it?
And then came Noel Edmonds.
Hello, good morning.
Followed by DLT.
Minute over, that'll be £1.40. No, let it go a bit more.
Bully on down.
Right, so you know where this is leading. It's like a big build-up to Simon's big, explosive rock and roll, full choir, all singing, all dancing opener.
And then there came Mike Reed.
And you know how you get those urges?
Followed by the man they named Mike Smith.
Question is, which unusual vegetable?
Here we go. Now...
It's me, Simon Mayo. Good morning.
Now, I've got to say...
That's a bit weedy, isn't it?
It was a little... It builds you up for that big...
Hiya.
You know?
I think I was deliberately comparing and contrasting. I took me a week to do that.
Is that Aztec camera?
Aztec camera from Mary Hart.
Anyway. Do you know what the problem was?
What?
The I was given one person to work with, who was one of the great old Radio 1 producers, Ted Beston, and he wasn't there. For the week before, he'd gone off with Mike Smith to America, so there was no production at all. Hence, that was all there was.
To be fair, anybody who takes Mike Smith all the way out to America is good in my eyes, as long as they come back on their own.
Which I think is exactly what happened.
Well,
where have you
Simon,
found all this stuff.
What?
Where have you found all this stuff?
Oh man, we've got so
in
much.
In his bedroom,
under his bed.
That's not true. Anyway, thank you, Simon.
Nice day.
Yeah, of course you can. You're doing 8:30 to 9. And I'm not joking either. You really are.
We're doing the Golden Hour today.
Yeah, you're going to join in.
Is it 1974?
Crap, how do you know that?
Can you stay for the Golden Hour?
Certainly.
Can you, till 10?
Certainly, if you want me.
Lovely. Can you do 10 till 12? Right, it's 8:21. Simon's to next week.
He's shadowing.
Really
you.
Weird, yeah. It's we're now going to share a mic.
Master.
I don't know about that. Simon Mayo, who I listened to, I was on Simon's show, found out for a competition, got on, invited Simon to my 18th birthday party.
Did I come?
No.
Actually, I think you played out the clip of that, didn't you, Simon? Didn't you find the clip?
Did you call my private line? Is that what it was?
No, it was breakfast, so it was the Identikit quiz.
Now, that was a quiz. We used to give away things as prizes on that. You could ring in and we gave you stuff.
You can't do that anymore now. You can't win anything anymore.
I know, I realise that.
So I was lying in bed, so I phoned up and got on the air. And wasn't, I've got to be honest, 100% sure of the rules. But I gave a funny answer and they put me on. So at the end of it, I said, I'd like to invite you all to my 18th birthday party at the Irish Centre in Leeds on
you
the
were
York
26
Road.
Then, weren't
no,
you?
I wasn't. And you went, well, I think I'm busy, actually. And I went, oh, really? Well, I only really wanted Rod to come anyway, not you.
That was good. Did you win? Did we send you anything?
No, I didn't get it right. I didn't really know what it was.
Well, it was a kind of a montage of sound effects, and it was supposed to lead you to the title of a hit record.
Right.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that. So they said, you said, if you know what it is, give us a ring. If you know what song it is. So I rang up and they answered and they went, what's your answer? And I went, Monty Python. And they went, oh, right, we'll put you on next.
It's a good selection for a system that we had, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that just shows you that the competitions weren't rigged in those days.
No, they weren't. Fine prizes we had.
You know, I phoned up. I gave the wrong answer. I didn't win anything. Brilliant. That's how competition should work. And we might do a competition with Simon.
Why is Rachel looking nervous?
So she always does when the microphone's on. Like all your producers used to. Do you want to do the quiz with Simon?
Yeah, we have a little something which we'd like to test you on.
Okay.
A quiz?
Well, a quiz of sorts.
Do you want some quiz music?
Yeah, if you like. We're going to do it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We may as well.
Okay.
All right. Let's do Simon's quiz. 8:27, by the way. National Radio
The other day, while rooting underneath Chris Moore's bed, Simon, we found this. Amongst some other old jingles and whatnot, we found this Radio 1 diary from the year 1987. You may recall this.
No, never seen it before
piece
in my
of
life.
Work. Well, you feature in it, as do all of the DJs of Radio 1 at the time. Bruno Brooks, Simon Bates, Gary Davis, etc., etc. And in there, there's a little profile where they've asked you certain questions. Yeah. So what we'd like to do is see how many of your answers you remember from the year 1987.
Wait, so my answers have to match the answers from 87?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let's find out if this was made up, then.
Let's see how we get on here. Simon, in 1987, what would you say was your childhood ambition?
To do the breakfast show, I imagine.
Says down here, to meet Jimmy Greaves.
Really?
Really.
Did you ever meet Jimmy Greaves?
This was written by the press department, this was. Strange press department in those days.
Have you met Jimmy Greaves?
Never met Jimmy
Greaves. Well, one day, Simon.
Do you think? Something to aim for.
Yeah.
Okay. Other things that you said in 1987. When asked, what is your all-time favourite record, what did you reply?
In 87? Something by The Jam, I imagine.
Ooh.
You said Aussie's dream. Spurs are on their way to Wembley.
I should have thought this. It was a good comedy answer. If in doubt, go for Chaz and Dave. It's a good life rule.
In 1987, where were you living? In the section entitled Roof Over My Head.
Islington? North London?
Further
Nottingham?
North.
Oh, Nottingham.
A shoebox in Nottingham.
Okay, well, that was true.
But quite a smart one you put there.
A smart shoebox.
Mm-hmm. That was a long drive to work every day, wasn't it?
Well, I was only doing one show. I was probably doing one show a week, so I used to drive down.
All right.
Nice shoebox, eh?
Your car at the time, Simon? 1987.
Blimey. Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta is the right answer, but for a bonus point, it had a name. What is the name?
Oh, it would have been... it would have been Claudius or something like that, or...
Close. It was Roman-sounding, but it was Tiberius Germanicus Druscus Nero.
Of course!
I just made that up.
Of course it was!
And the final question on your quiz this morning, Simon.
Yeah?
When asked your favourite driving music, what did you reply? There are three answers I have here.
Wow.
Driving music. Mm. And I've already done the Aussie's Dream.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't feature.
Just play it. Leave that running. That's a great record. Driving music. 1987.
Three tracks feature in your favourite driving songs of all time.
Define a driving song, then.
Well, think of a driving song, then think of the complete opposite of a driving song, and that'll be one of the answers.
Oh, OK, Mozart's Clarinet Concerto.
No.
Wrong. I don't know. Jam, Sex Pistols.
Should we play one?
Clash, Simon and Garfunkel, The Eagles.
Should we play them?
The Streets.
None of which feature... Chris?
Kate Bush, of course.
Yes.
This is one of your driving songs, and then the second one.
Oh, Blueberry Hill Fans.
Fast Domino.
Now, this is quite good.
How slow do you drive?
Very, very slow.
You're like an old woman.
It's not uplifting, is it?
Just let that run.
Just let that run.
This is a song. Oh, Blueberry Hill. There was a guy called Hugh who ran the press department.
He was insane.
And he... Yes. And he probably wrote all these answers. So what's the third one?
The third one, it just says soca here.
Oh, yeah, a bit of soca music.
Yeah, bit of soca music.
Bit of soul and calypso.
Do you want to know what soca music is, Dave?
It's this.
So that's soca music.
Very big in the Caribbean.
Rather disappointingly, you failed on that test. But Simon, thank you very much. This is your page.
Quiz.
From the year 1987 in the diary.
I made it all up.
Look back at how young you looked.
Yeah. It's not good, is it? Really?
It's all right.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's significantly better than some of the photos of Gary Davis.
Annie's in there.
Yeah, Annie's in there.
That's great.
Annie's in every Radio 1 diary.
Steve Wright.
Me, Mark Page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a nice moustache.
That's not a moustache, you just had a really inflated top lip.
Now, Dixie Peach, on the next page, I met him at one of the BBC things the other day. to celebrate 40 years of Radio 1. He's a criminal lawyer now.
Is he?
Did he work with Dixie Peach?
He was on Saturday Night After Me.
Because Dave and I have an obsession with Dixie Peach because we just love the name.
Is he Judge Peach?
Well, everyone's going around saying, you know, where are you now? What show are you doing? And he said, I don't do that. I'm a criminal lawyer. So he's moved on. He's got a proper job.
Brilliant. Wow. Oh, have you still got the Man of Zeke? No, have you still got the Man of Zeke jingle to play?
Oh, man,
Simon?
Yeah.
No, talking of Dixie Peach and men from the past, this is genius.
What, do you want the actual drop or do you want the ragga jingle?
The ragga jingle.
It's awful.
Right. 1994, what were you doing at Radio 1?
Just finished breakfast starting mid-morning.
Well, all right, so a ragga track comes up on the playlist. You would have played, obviously, the WinFM ragga jingle.
Obviously.
But do you remember the words, Simon?
I have to say you're pushing me a little.
All right, well, I'm going to play it to you and then
you... Tell me where you lived.
I'm going to play it to you, then you're going to tell me the words, all right? Okay, here we are.
That's embarrassing and terrible. That's why we never played it, because everyone would have listened to that once and thought, no, we really have to move away from that.
That's ragga. That is ragga right there. Yeah. That's ragga. You go down to the streets of ragga, that's what they play.
It's just a bad jingle.
Yeah. Anyway, more from Simon Mayer. He's with us because we're celebrating Radio 1's 40th birthday. Do on a trail before the news. All right, Scott Mills, and then we'll do some news and sport.
Radio 1. Radio 1 News Beat. It's now 8:39.
Rob McKenzie.
Legend.
Did you audition people, Simon, to read the news on your show, or was he forced upon you?
No, I think we got Rod free. We auditioned for the ladies, but the man we just got, I think, we were told by news, Rod's your man, and they were right, he was good.
Rod read the news with you all the way through to the end?
Yeah, right the way through to the end, which of course was 9:30, and we started at 6, which was of course the hours for a proper show.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. 6 o'clock's a good start for breakfast, what do you think, Dave?
I like 6:30 myself.
I like 7. I've got to be honest, and I'm very fond of 8.
You're not here at 7.
Well, that's why I'm very fond of 8.
6 a.m. was a fine start, Rod, wasn't it?
It was. It was early, but
proper
it was good.
Proper show.
Look at these two together. Look at this.
He looks younger.
Do you know what it's like? It's like meeting Bert and Ernie through Sesame Street in real life.
The most exciting I ever saw, Rod, was I went around CNN in Atlanta in 89 and I came back with a cap which said 2020 news, breaking news for the world, and he wore it for a week.
I even wore it in bed. I was so excited.
Did you ever see Rod in a suit in those days?
Yeah, if he had an important meeting to go to.
Yeah, he still got it. Because we see it regularly here.
He's in charge now. Anyway, he's Dominic's boss.
He is, absolutely, which is why I'm slightly nervous this morning.
I've got to be honest, after 2 attempts at reading the news, I wouldn't be nervous anymore.
I don't think he should be, does he?
Here's how Simon and Rod sounded on this show all the way back in 1988.
We're also going to try and keep you as up to the minute with the news as possible. As I said, you're going to get the news headlines every 20 minutes. Our newsman every morning is going to be Rod McKenzie. Morning, Rod.
Morning, Simon. The big story is this morning that a South African MP...
Wow.
Morning!
Is that the first ever show? First ever breakfast show?
That's the first show. Good morning, everybody! I'll tell you what, Dominic, I don't know what you're laughing at. We've got this of you.
Beer drinkers are being ripped off by brewers putting too much air in a pint. The good pub guy's Robert Unsworth says a frothy bevy isn't always what it seems.
Frothy bevy.
Those are my posh years.
We're also going to try and keep you as up to the minute with the news as possible. As I said, you're going to get the news headlines in every 20 minutes.
Night,
our newsman every morning is going to be Rod McKenzie.
Story,
morning, Rod.
Morning, Simon. The big story is this morning that a South African MP...
Do you know what the story was?
What about it?
Your first day on the breakfast show. It's a big gig in radio, as well you know. It's a massive achievement, and you're obviously very nervous. And in those days, you would have had how many people, million listening? 16 million, something like that? And the first news story that Rod had to read out on the brand new wild and wacky breakfast show was some MP in South Africa got shot in the head, which isn't really what you want when you're coming out the back of a Aztec camera.
The other thing was I had to write my own sport. We didn't have sport. They didn't like sport at Radio 1.
Really?
You want to have sports headlines? Well, write them yourself. So I did. I wrote them out in the Daily Mirror.
Well, they were involving Tottenham, every single one. Right. Tottenham have done this, Tottenham have done that.
Yeah, well, I used to have an Arsenal supporting producer. They'll be the great and soon to be back Rick Blacksill. And that was the tension at the heart of the programme.
But I used to bring you the GNS sports rep.
Oh, the GNS Sports! Oh, Rod! God, you're taking us back now! Yes,
but by then, I'd been in since 4:30 and I'd written in myself.
Simon, we don't know what the GNS Sports Rip is!
Me neither.
Okay, I'll explain.
He said every morning, here's the GNS Sports Rip. I didn't know what it was!
It's very useful. It's very useful. It goes out to local radio stations. Got all the sports.
Well, we weren't a local radio station.
No, I know, but it was the best we could do, and everyone was cross.
We don't want
it,
sport on Radio 1.
Yeah, who's your favourite female girl in the Breakfast Show?
Well, that would be unfair, of course, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There was Carol Dooley.
Yeah. Won't be her.
Jackie Brambles.
Jackie and Diane.
Oh, you went through loads of women. Well, he's gone through more women than J.K. and Joel did.
And Sybil.
I mentioned Sybil.
Yeah, he did. I talked over it when I said Sybil. You did say Sybil.
Well, we didn't have favourites, did we?
Or we loved them all.
Okay. Rod, did you love them all?
No, we didn't, Simon. We loved them all.
Did you love them all equally, Rod?
Yep.
Because I don't believe you did.
He offered them all the GNS Sports Rip.
As they wished.
That'll show them.
Hey, we did split travel. That was very exciting. You should do that. Travel news for London and the South East separately to the rest of the country.
All right, well, let's see how that sounds, Simon. Here's Simon Mayo with the travel.
Give me the travel
rip,
Rod.
We don't do travel. Where's the GSS travel rip, or whatever you call it?
No, we haven't got a travel. You have to make it up.
No, I can't remember.
There was some top research which was done which showed that although all the radio stations make a big thing about travel news, no one took any notice of it. So I think that's probably why they got rid of it.
Well, we don't do travel.
Why not?
Because my view is, when you're on a radio station that goes from John O'Groats to Land's End and covers Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland and parts of Europe, then you can't do travel news. You can't do it properly. And there's nothing worse than being stuck in a traffic jam and hearing the travel news for 3 minutes and they don't mention the jam that you're in.
Do you remember when Jackie Brambles fainted on air?
Gosh, yeah, that was amazing.
Did she?
Yeah. She was great. She was so exhausted. She actually keeled over halfway through.
Did she?
And collapsed.
I wish most of the women on that loose women would do that.
Who revived her?
I think it was the soon to be back Rick Maxwell revived.
Yes.
That's two mentions for Rick.
He's soon to be back, apparently.
Was it mouth to mouth?
What?
The revival.
No, not at all. She came round instantaneously, I think.
I can't remember.
See, I can't now work out whether Jackie did faint or they walked in on Jackie and Rick. I can't work out what story they're trying to tell.
She keeled over.
Yeah. Genuinely, I think. Right.
It's theatre of the mind.
Mm. Well, I know
that's what it was.
I know I've got an image. It's not the first image I've had of Jackie Brambles, but I don't want to go into that. you're here then for to celebrate our birthday, and we've invited you back, and you've gladly accepted. So, do you want to do 10-15 minutes?
Why am I kneeling on the floor?
I don't know. You should be sitting down. Come see.
Chris is standing up, and I'm kneeling.
Well, you.
Everyone else has got a seat. Is this the way you treat your guests?
Yes,
it's a power thing.
So when Billy came in yesterday, she was kneeling in front of you.
I don't want to give away too much, Simon, but yes, she was.
In light of a programme, that was inappropriate.
We got a lot of listeners.
That was.
Listen, Simon Mayo.
What?
Legend. What time are you staying with us till today?
Alex sent me an email saying, do you want to stay till 10? So I thought I'd stay till 10.
Are you going to stay till 10?
I might have to do a bit of prep for my programme.
Will you do?
During all the records you play, I might have to check some of that.
That's fine. We can do some prep for you. If you're going to stay till 10, will you do some of the gold now with us today?
When you say, will you do it?
Yeah.
Will
you do a couple of links while I just nip out for a fan?
No.
Oh, come on!
I don't think so.
I'll pay you.
50%?
Of what I get? You can have everything. You can have my show fee for the day.
Well, we'll see how it goes, shall we? Have you got anything from 74?
We can find something from 74. I don't know what... do you know what? Yeah, but then now everyone will know it's 74. Go on, do 10 minutes. Simon has said yes. He will do 10 minutes on the go now from 9 o'clock this morning. Good morning for the breakfast show.
Simon
Mayo, good morning.
Radio 1. Come on, get up and get on your way.
Come on, Simon.
What, you expect me to join in?
Yeah, sing it.
So. This was the official version of the one you played earlier, which we nicked. Which
was good morning from National Radio 1.
So, 9 o'clock this morning is going to be a very special golden hour.
I haven't committed myself.
It's the mystery golden hour years.
With prizes.
Simon Mayo. Ooh. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. 2 classic years. Yeah. 1 golden hour.
Wow!
That was great. Play that again.
We've got two.
2 classic years. 1 golden hour.
Yeah, it's not as good that one, is it?
Not quite.
So So we'll do that from 9 o'clock this morning with Radio 1 God, Simon Mayo.
That's right.
And Rod McKenzie. He'll be just in the background, though.
God and Rod.
He might be jocking. That would be just so wrong. 8:47. So, the Mystery Gold Now, a year, whatever we're going to call it today, coming up at 9 o'clock with me and Simon Mayo playing the songs, but you have to guess the year.
What are we calling it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you did the golden
years.
No.
Did you mystery do the mystery years? Or the golden hour, or both?
Everyone wanted it called the golden hour, but I think it was still had the wrong connotations, love. And so they said, what else can we call it? So they had a little committee, and an away day, probably.
Yeah.
And 30 or 40 people went, and they came up with the mystery years, which is kind of the same sort of thing, really.
So the golden mystery years for an hour or something, we'll call it a mixture of the two.
You know how it works, anyway.
And Simon is going to be jocking.
And when it came back, it could only be any year from the last six. So on a fairly limited rotation.
Was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, do you not remember? It was all very current.
Because so you had a 1 in 6 chance of getting it right.
Last year, the year before, or the year before that, chances
because,
are.
Because if you remember, when Simon was doing that, you would be in your house, in bed, when we're doing the afternoons, and Chris would be in bed at his house, and I'd be in bed at my house, and we'd be very sad. And as the programme would start, we would have ready to text the year, and we text each other and see who could get there the first.
Dave would have 1 and 9
put
in
already, thus to save time. So then I would just quickly add 94 or whatever and see if we could
beat
each
other. It was always 94.
Yeah, it was often 94.
Hang on, what's the... Right.
It's not 94 again, is it?
You know, I don't know. Simon, when I was working at Radio 1, Simon, as we said before, this is Simon Mayo, by the way, if you just switched to Radio 1.
Good morning.
You may remember him from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Or
I don't think so.
Confessions on the television. Or that really ropey show you did from that pub in Camden.
It wasn't ropey, it was quite good, actually.
That was from the World's End, wasn't it?
That was the Big End, that was cool. That was kind of a pre-millennial thing.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was like Doomsday and the end of the world.
Sorry about that. If I'd known, we'd never have done it.
Wasn't as light as Confessions, that was nice.
Yeah, that was
you
fun.
Once wore your wife's knickers. Hilarious. Give him a round of applause, that kind of thing. Here's a guinea pig.
Here's a guinea pig?
I don't know.
What?
Anyway, so then
when you could still give away guinea pigs.
Dave, stop it.
Those were the days.
I remember when we
had 60 million people, you know. The thought of being able to win a guinea pig kept people enraptured for hours.
Hey, I think it's a great idea. Signed as well. We should do that.
Signed guinea pigs. Lift the
suspension.
We had a livestock month.
Yeah.
So I used to, when I was working at Radio 1, I used to have my big box of, like, CDs and little sound effects and horns and what I used to carry into the studio. And I used to have to, then I'd go upstairs and I'd carry something else. And I remember when I used to leave, when I was arriving in the studio and leaving, I'd literally have a box full of stuff with paper and tapes on top. And then we were filling in on the breakfast show one morning, and I saw Simon walk in to what is now the live lounge, to walk through to his studio, and there was his producer carrying two big boxes of records. Then there was an assistant, who was a girl, carrying two big boxes and loads of headphones, and then Simon walked in behind them with a coffee.
That's the way to go.
And I remember thinking to myself, why am I carrying all this stuff? Mm. So after that, oh, you let somebody else carry my box.
So it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Your fault.
Look at you. You're surrounded by staff who do everything that you want.
And you're to blame.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, you know the best thing that you need to order, right, from BBC Sound Effects, if there is such a thing, because you had bells and whistles in a box. We had, when we were doing breakfast, we had a door, a full-sized door, which they used in drama, which you put in the middle of the studio. A freestanding door, and if you wanted to come in on the program, you had to knock on the door.
Brilliant.
And come through it, and it was a kind of a creaky thing, and then if anyone tried to come into the studio without going through the door, we used to throw them out.
Brilliant.
I can vouch that, because I worked with Simon for a week.
You did?
I did.
And you don't remember Simon.
And you come in through the... Of course, Aled hasn't changed.
And the only memory I have of actually working with you...
Probably hasn't showered either.
You were on the phone, and I pressed the wrong button, and I hung your call up, and I was very embarrassed.
That's a lovely story, Russ.
Sorry.
Hey, I remember sitting at your desk.
That was a real showbiz anecdote, though.
Mm. I was sitting at the Radio 1 desk one early evening, and Simon was in the building, and which I thought was very odd. He'd come in to do something, and the phone rang on his desk, and I answered it. And the woman, this very, very posh-sounding woman, goes, hello, can I speak to Simon Mayo, please? And I went, I think he's around somewhere, but I don't... And I was really polite, because I thought, I mentioned Simon's phone, and just in case it's his wife, or something like that, I'll be very polite. And do you know who it was? It was J.K. Rowling.
Really?
Yeah. Ringing to speak to you. And I remember going, oh, it's J.K. who? And I'm like, who is it? And someone, oh my God, the Harry Potter book. When the first book had just come out. And I'm like, are you? Or whatever. Like that's going to be a hit.
You could spot them.
I could.
She came in the studio. I think it was for Goblet of Fire, actually. Oh. And, I was always a fan.
I remember I never knew
that she called here, though.
Yeah, she called here to speak to you.
You didn't pass the message on.
You didn't pass the message. You didn't leave a post-it.
Do you know what? I'm really worried. She might still be on hold upstairs.
Well, she's just lucky she didn't get through to main reception. Remember when someone rang for Joe Wiley the other week? He doesn't work here anymore. Brilliant.
John Peel had a phone call once. The radio on reception, I'd like to speak to John Peel. And the answer was, who's she?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, the memories. And there'll be more of these on Sunday when it's Radio 1's birthday. Be listening in and out all day because there's loads of old names and voices that you'll all remember. It's all very self-indulgent, but it's all good fun. It's just for, like, you know, a few days.
You're only 40 once, aren't you?
You can watch it as well. It's all going to be streamed all day from 7 o'clock in the morning at Radio 1 online.
That's such a bad idea, isn't it?
You better have a shave then on Sunday before you come in. You look
a
mess.
You and Tony, isn't it?
Yeah, me and Tony Blackburn and Arnold the dog.
And you can use that Arnold cartridge if you go online. Radio 1
online.
Oh, I love that. Where is the jingle machine? Is it still here?
Hey, you know what time it is, don't you?
Is Tony going to operate?
Oh my God, look at the time.
Mm.
Time for the news or another record.
No, Tony's not. Do you want me to put the Arnold cartridge in the cartridge machine?
Oh, it'll be sounding
all
good.
Right, listen. There we go. Brilliant.
It is a work of genius.
There's a jingle machine on the website. Go and have a look at it. Go and have a play, and you can pretend you're a Radio 1 DJ. You pick the cartridge up, you put it in the machine, you press play. Radio 1! Right, so I'm going to start the goal now because we're running a little bit late. Simon is going to stay, Simon Mayo. It's his show.
Mm-hmm. Hang around.
I'll start it, and then when you feel confident.
No, I've got to do some research.
No. When you feel confident, what? You're going to dive in, you know, and do a few links.
I might not.
Yeah, you will.
I might not.
If you want to text in the year, text in what you think the year is and your name and tell us what you're doing, because that's what Simon did. So that's now what we...
I never did that.
You did.
I never did.
Yeah, you'd say, John is driving a tractor.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So that's...
You convinced me.
Gary and Grantham brushing his teeth. That kind of
Dave
thing.
Dave in bed with two numbers already
inserted. Yeah, being sad.
Well, there you go.
Texting the golden hour.
Right, so the first half hour, as we changed it slightly, is all different years. So every song we play now will be from a different year.
Well, that doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
It's all supposed to be from the same year.
No, because it's research shows that people can blah, blah, blah. So,
research shows what?
Does the research show not?
Plus, it generates more texts.
Yeah. Look, it's more fun, because then you get to play Guess the Year for every song for half an hour, and then we'll do one full year for another half hour, right? And the more we argue about this, the less music we're playing. And at this rate, we're not going to get to the song from 2005.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
Has this been focus group then?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
We had a thought
shower.
This
is what Rachel says.
Yes. Are you ready, Simon?
Shower.
Tell me when.
What?
When are we going to start?
We'll start now then.
Simon Mayo, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Two classic years, one golden hour.
Oh, I love it, it's brilliant. Radio 1. All right, here we go. 8199. What is the year for the first song this morning? Radio
1. 1FM, the golden hour.
Radio 1, Newsbeat. I've crashed the jingle, it's 9:35.
No, that sounds nice. It's good, I like it that way. Thank you, Rod McKenzie, and thank you, Carrie, and thank you, Dominic, for pressing the button next to your boss.
No pressure, Dom.
Why didn't you rate him? How did you think he did?
10 out of 10 is what I would say.
Oh, brilliant.
I've never heard that before in my life.
We don't. I must admit, I've never heard either. My dad didn't do the show.
Have you had that made?
No, I'd found it. I've just listened to it during the news. I've never heard that ever.
Never in a million
Did you play that?
Never. Simon, Diane, Rod remembers.
I'll give it to you on CD. Listen to it in the car.
Did that say Simon, Rod, Diane and June?
Well, no. I think it says and you.
Oh, I thought there was someone else on the phone. I've forgotten.
No,
was there someone else?
Simon, Diane, Rod
and June.
Maybe it is. Who is this June woman that you speak
of? That weird sitcom from the 80s. Sound in Britain.
Jingle, jingle. It's Radio 1. Okay, lovely. Simon, you don't say the year until right at the end.
Is that
just
how it works?
Just to remind you, you can say all the people who've got the year right, but don't say the year. Okay,
okay, I'll work on
right. 25 minutes left. Let's go then. The best sound in Britain. Radio 1. If you get it right, Simon May, I might just read out your name. Tell me, what is the year? And text it to 81199.
1 FM, the golden hour.
The final text says, is it the year that Simon Mayo started The Breakfast Show?
Now, that would have been a coincidence.
So what was the year?
1988.
Yay! Thank you very much, Mr. Mayo.
I'm very touched. Thank you for inviting me on. It's been great fun.
See you next year for the 41st.
You're going to make a big thing about that.
Yeah, why not? Come back and do it.
That'd be quite good.
On 5 Live today?
Sports panel at 1 o'clock, movies after 3, Harry Connick Jr., Brad Bird, one of the Pixar animators, and Rabbi Julian Neuberger, who speaks for health matters for the Liberal Democrats.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
You just made that up. So, so you have Rabbi...
And Michael Madsen as well.
Rabbi somebody.
Rabbi
right.
Julian Neuberger.
So you've got a rabbi on.
Sports panel
right,
at 1.
A guy who chops a policeman's ear off in Reservoir Dogs.
Michael Madsen.
And on the radio this afternoon, somebody who draws pictures for a living.
More than draws pictures.
Wow.
Didn't he direct Incredibles?
Yeah, he's one of their main animators, yeah. He's done their new one.
Right. Simon Mayo, 5 Live this afternoon. We're off for 2 weeks. However, I know we've had a very self-indulgent morning this morning, but I may as well wrap it up. Next Friday, and we can't talk about this next week because I'm not here, but next Friday
night...
Is
your book coming out?
Then? What?
Is your book coming out then?
Yeah, next week. And next Friday night, I'm going to be on Jonathan Ross on the telly.
Are you?
Yeah. So, watch
that,
because that'll be great. What?
Is that with your book?
No, I'll probably sit there. He won't mention the book, and he'll probably just take the mickey out of me for about 8 minutes.
That's the point, I think. That
yeah,
is the
I
point.
Think so. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it, so it should be good. So watch that if you can next Friday night on the telly with Jonathan. And I might see you around the UK signing books. Failing that, I'll be on Simon Mayo's show this afternoon talking about politics. Thank you very much. Thank you, Simon.
It's been a pleasure. Chris, thanks for having me on.
Here's Joe Wiley.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Ooh, she didn't like you then. No handover.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
I, look, it's 2 minutes past 10 o'clock.
It's
I thought I'd better start
time.
My show.
It's not my fault, Joe.
I thought you two would have a nice chat and then straight into a
I thought he might come and say hello to me afterwards rather than kind of...
come in.
You are,
I
good.
I was wondering.
Okay, that's very nice of you.
Well,
it's really weird hearing your voice in my ears.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, and I'm getting quite freaked out.
You're standing up as well. You never used to stand up.
I didn't used to stand up, but now I do. I can't do it any other way.
Aye,
it only works for me this way, yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
I'm not here for 2 weeks.
Aren't you?
No.
Another holiday.
So you'd be pleased to hear it's your friend, Scott Mills,
brilliant.
During the show. Granted, he's not as good as me, but you get on better with him than
oh, that's
me.
Oh, that's not true.
Fine. Go out with him
that's
and get drunk.
Not
blah, blah, blah.
True.
That's only because you see him as someone safe and not a threat. Or as you know, sooner
yeah,
or later.
He doesn't sex pest me.
Well, whatever.
Well, no, he does, actually.
So as I'm not here for 2 more weeks,
yeah.
I'm going to have a guess at 2 songs.
Okay.
All right, then.
Oh, is it Terence Trent D'Arby?
Oh, gosh, she's good, isn't she?
Red
Go
Hot.
On, what did you say?
Red Hot.
You said it.
What, Terence Trent D'Arby, sign your name?
Oh, she's good, isn't she? All right, how about this then, Joe? This is a curveball for you.
No.
Do you know what? It's one of those songs you've forgotten about. But you'll definitely know it.
Is it Delamitri?
No. Do you know it's Simon Mayo?
Is it...
Blimey.
No, it's not.
Oh.
What is it?
It was a very, very
Smith.
Rare Morrissey single on his own called Suede Head.
Oh, right. Very good.
I remember playing this now.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Anyway, get off my show. It's been
get
lovely
off.
Hearing
get
you this
off
morning.
Get
off my show.
Boy,
I've got Steve Lamacq coming by at 12 o'clock today, so we need to make space for him.
Peanut cider,
he doesn't
Steve
take
Lamacq.
Up much space, but, you know, just a little bit. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah.